It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ice Spike and Friends. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't say it. Sorry. We're on the radio, 94.1, free Odyssey app.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Always. YouTube, we're streaming on YouTube. Odyssey Rewind, the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. So many different places to listen to us. You could also hear the Phillies tonight on WIP.
And I saw your tweet back at the guy this morning, wondering if we were in the Royersford rally, whatever, promo.
What?
Oh, Royersford. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a... Did you listen to the promo?
Yeah, so we were in there. It says WIP Afternoon Show.
But it doesn't name us. I think
it
names everybody else by name.
Yes.
Okay. So there... Yep. Okay, so this is worth pausing top five for a second. So somebody tweeted me. This guy is a Foxhole guy. He's looking out for us.
Okay.
There is a promo running on the air for our show at McGurk's in Royersford next Wednesday. Of course, all the shows are going to be there.
Yes.
And it names the shows, but it names the name of the people in the shows, except for our show, where it just says WIP Afternoon Show.
Laziness.
Does not say Ike, Spike, and Fritz, just says WIP Afternoon Show. So it says Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and we're just the WIP Afternoon Show.
What's that all about?
I don't know. What's it say, 3 seconds on the promo?
It is a 40-second promo.
Yeah.
Well, feels like a direct shot.
It's just one extra name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But tell him to fix it.
You gonna give out Rod's number?
Get Battle on the phone. You have Battle's number, right? After the top five?
Yes, I have Battle's number.
I want Battle on the air.
You want me to call Battle after top five?
After top five, yes.
Okay.
Top five time.
He's gonna not like that.
I don't care.
Yeah, this is it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, as always, we are always monitoring the people at WIP.
We're monitoring.
Always. At all times. And there are a certain group of people that I believe are back.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, number five. Let's get this one out of the way.
You.
I'm back.
There he is. You are back.
Come on, man.
You're feeling good about your win today, right?
I feel fine. Again, I'm not here to get over the top. Again,
yeah.
I'm expected to win. I should win. Yes. If I lost today, I would have been at the bottom of the Schuylkill.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you got one more? You got one more.
Got one more, big dog.
Tied 2-2 basketball in about 2 weeks.
I need you to turn into the White Mamba.
Yeah.
Brian Scalabrine.
Dude, I'll take Scal.
Yeah?
I'll take Scal.
As Scal says, Scal always says, Scal is closer to Michael Jordan than you are to him, is what Scalabrine said.
It's a great line.
It is.
I forgot that one when I was playing baseball. I had it all queued up. I was like, I'm closer to Zach Wheeler
than you are to me.
Yeah. But I forgot it, per usual.
You are back.
The fourth person at WIP is back, and this is a minor miracle, but Rod Lakin, I mean.
How is he back?
What did he do?
It's a good event out there today.
And, was a good bit.
And he got his desired outcome. He got 2-2.
Yeah.
David Stearns Lakin.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know about Rod Lakin.
I'm a Rod guy.
Oh, you guys can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm a Rod guy. Look, I don't know if he's back yet.
We gotta go God bless Glen Mills School and everybody's there. We gotta go 40 minutes away for a track.
That's true.
And we didn't find out till Monday where it was.
That's true.
Listen.
Yeah.
Wasn't the great lead up.
No. Now, the staff there was great.
Of
the facility's great. Thank you, Glen Mills.
It was inside.
The outcome was great. Yeah. You know, inside, very good for you and Joe. It might have been too hot outside.
Nah, it's beautiful. I would have ran all day. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? And it was a shorter track, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely
some
a shorter
aren't questioning,
track.
Questioning, the track.
Well, hey, wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered.
I agree with that.
But the track, that was not 400
meters.
Just,
a lot of people saying that wasn't 400 meters.
There's no way.
You don't think I was on the 4.5 miles pace?
Yeah, no, I don't. And by the way, let's put that aside. There's no way Joe DeCamera was running a 6-minute mile pace.
I gave Spike the time, and he immediately said, no way.
Yeah. I thought, maybe I did it wrong.
He thought it was me, and then I thought it was me, too. I'm like, well, maybe, something wasn't right.
No, and Justin said, Jack finished in 117. I was like, 400 meters in 117. No.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, pretty fast.
Pretty fast. I wonder, what is the world record? Do you know what the world
record
is?
It's like 46 seconds or something.
Not that far.
Yeah.
30 seconds off the world record.
And that is number 3, why Spike is back. I mean,
whoa, I'm back.
Attacking the stars in this city.
Oh, there
if you
go.
Thought it was just Jalen, don't worry. Don't worry. He draws the ire of everyone. Also, you're fasting again. You know,
I am.
So bad week for Bryce to put out the rivalry back.
I would agree with that. This is not the week, Bryce.
Not the week for it. And Strom also continuing to draw ire.
Now, I was eating when Strom drew ire.
Yeah. Initially happened.
Yeah, and by the
but
way,
I wasn't here yesterday, so yeah. I like the attacks on Strom. It's very funny to me.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, he needs his Prism one of one, you know,
his
whatever
baseball
card.
Cards.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad that I'm back. And by the way, I think I am in I know it was a little difficult last time when I was doing the 5 day fasting. I think I've been pretty good over
this.
Well,
it's only day two.
It's day three.
It's right. You started
Sunday. Day two that you're dealing with me.
No, you started Sunday. That's right. Yeah.
But now, again, you said this last time, and then by Thursday, different
answer.
Well,
although it's hard to tell fasting spike versus just spike.
Yeah, I'm pain in the ass no matter what. And look, we have Radiothon next couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, Eagles Radiothon, folks. I hope you have good players booked for us. We want to raise tons of money for Eagles Autism Foundation. However, also want to talk to good players. You know, I might be a little edgy.
Yeah. I think I'm going to like Spike Fast Week.
Yeah.
When he's fasting, I'm in.
All I get is a little tiny soup.
That starts tomorrow, right?
What?
Radio?
Yes.
All right, good. Yeah. Locked in.
Yep.
The second person at WIP who is back is Wedding Seltzer. So we were
at Tucker's wedding.
Tucker's wedding over the weekend. If you want, like, James should just be hired to be a perfect wedding guest. And it was so evident in the they're up there doing the ceremony.
Yeah. Did he butt in into the ceremony? Oh,
kinda.
No.
The pastor, you know, is given the speech, makes a little joke.
Yeah.
Loudest laugh from the third row from the back. All you heard was a ha. James saw it twice. I was like, oh my goodness. James Seltzer, America's wedding guest. He should start a wedding guest. He's perfect. He's first one on the dance floor.
Yep.
He'll laugh at all the jokes.
Yep.
Wedding Seltzer back in a big way this weekend.
I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised that we didn't get a top five
things that happened at Tucker's wedding?
Yes. Yeah. So there was enough-ish. Like the other notable thing, Tucker's whole shirt came off by the end.
Yeah, I saw pictures. Yeah.
He was having a good time.
Yeah,
he was for sure having a good time. The one.
Wow, I haven't seen that Tucker.
Oh yeah, me either. I was like, yo, slow down. I streamed the entire Phillies game, so we were
shocker,
totally locked in. It was a great wedding. It was a great wedding. So much food.
Oh wow,
I know.
Okay,
appreciate the invite.
Open bar.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, oh well, come on.
There you go.
That's how you get Wedding Seltzer.
Yep.
Is the open bar.
That's true.
And plus, they all had a hotel. At the place, so they stayed over.
So you were there, Seltzer was there, Elliot was there.
Gilio
was there.
Was there.
And Mike Angelina.
Those are the only ones.
Yeah.
I didn't even get an invite.
Yeah, I hired him.
Yeah, people do forget that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Well, listen.
Well, you know what? You have to do what he did. You either have to keep it really small, or then you end up having to invite almost everybody.
Yeah.
He kept it very small. I respect it. And truth be told, Tucker, he's never going to hear this because in Hawaii, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go.
No way I was going to that wedding.
But I do want to complain about not being invited. So I'm going to complain, but probably didn't want to go. This was far away, right?
Oh, it was 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
I think your wedding is the only wedding I think I've gone to.
Oh, you went to Elliot's. You showed up late.
The reception.
Yeah.
That's not going.
Oh,
to
you were at the ceremony.
Well, take it down. I was trying to give you a little. Yeah. Give you a little credit.
Yeah. No, I was at the reception.
Yeah.
I went to Anthony's wedding.
His ceremony.
Yes, I went to the ceremony. That would have been the longest wedding I've ever been to.
Oh,
in
Catholic.
My life. Yes.
Right. Catholic ceremonies are like 2 hours.
And
beautiful,
once again,
but it was long.
Yes.
Well, and shout out to Tucker, by the way, because they took care of the Catholic ceremony on Friday night.
Oh, so you didn't have to go.
Yeah, which left Saturday for a quick little 10-minuter.
Yeah, I think ours was like, I think it was like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
They got that out of the way on Friday night.
Yeah.
Wow, and it's two weddings?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never heard of it before, but okay. I guess they did the Catholic portion on Friday.
Because it's longer.
The old hour and a half. Right. Yeah, they think of the courtesy of the guests.
Yeah.
But I appreciated it.
Well, because what you normally have to do is, when there's the Catholic wedding, they have to have it at a church.
Right.
So it ends up being this super long day for everyone, because that's a church
wedding,
at 1, and then the reception or whatever is at 6, and you don't know what to do. You're all dressed up. So them doing it on Friday is a nice nod to you.
Nice little bonus, how about that? Yeah.
Now, Jill and I were the second to last people there, because in your stupid state, they split the highways, and I went on the express side instead of the local side.
Okay.
And I couldn't get back over to the local side.
Oh, to get to the exit.
So I missed my exit, and I got, that extra 4 miles added on to it.
It was in Jersey, obviously.
Yes, it was in Red Bank.
Okay.
Red Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what that's at.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah.
The park?
I don't know.
Is that where boats and stuff are at?
Yeah, it's a river. It was on a river.
I was just there.
I was there
Sunday.
Why?
Nice.
Wine. It was like a wine tasting event that was over there.
Well, look at you. I'm always getting accused. It's like,
I got drugged there. You know damn well.
Pinky
that wasn't
up.
My idea.
You got drugged there?
Or is it dragged there?
No, he's saying.
No, I know, but I'm saying, what's the correct way of saying it?
I was drugged there. I think that's fine.
Drugged there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's number one?
But the number
one. I wasn't
one,
drugged while I was there.
Yes.
No.
Thank you for clearing that up. But the number one person at WIP who was starting to get lost in the shuffle of the Phillies announcers' power rankings on the pause meters, right?
Yeah.
We all know Ben Davis is on there.
You guys like to be stroked?
Yep.
We know that Rube's on there.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Been a while since we had an out-of-pocket Stockett moment.
Oh, Stocker's back.
Okay.
And listen to this gem from last night.
2-1 the count and the pitch. Swung on, line towards right center field, falling, and Soto coming on, won't get it. It's a base hit. Both runs are going to come home and score as Schwarber and Harper cross the plate. Alec Bohm with a two-out, two-run single, and the Phillies lead it 3-0.
Spitting on that fork ball. How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
Come on, man.
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Stop. Oh, no.
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
Yeah, I got to believe he was in on that one.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I bet Fransky gave him the side eye on that one. Oh, man. Oh, that one. Oh,
man.
One more time?
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but
oh,
there you go.
Oh, no.
talking about taking a fork ball, by the way.
Is Stocker's new nickname Hawk Tua? Is that what we got to call him?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Spike was here for Hawk
Tua. Yeah, like that was a long time
ago. I was here
ago.
For Hawk Tua.
Yeah. She got
famous, she got rich, and then she
got in
people,
trouble,
yes.
And then she got sad, and now she's back. She's
just
back.
Like Bobby Altoff or whatever. She's
Bobby Adolf.
Whatever.
No, it's Altoff.
Is it Altoff?
Yeah. I'm a big Bobby Altoff guy. I listen to the podcast. They got rid of the podcast now.
Yeah, but Drake's back on it.
It's a different podcast. Bobby launched a different podcast.
Bobby was a plant.
An industry plant.
Yeah. Bobby's
early podcasts were very funny. Were really funny. And then everybody knew the bit. It wasn't funny anymore. This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Chuck is back. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, brother?
Hey, listen, I know Bryce Harper set out like a sore thumb in Hunting Park. I know that for a fact. I mean, God. I mean, damn. Rios, I love you, man. He subpoenaed my guy to the hood. I mean, what is he going to do in the hood? He's a $300 million man. I mean, I'd rather him donate some money to the hood than him come to. I want to play the next game. Listen, the guy, you know, it's too much heat on him right now. Too much. And what he did wasn't right. Okay, we know that. But rather he's wearing pink cleats, blue cleats, yellow cleats, green cleats, red cleats. He stunk yesterday, and he'd be the first one to tell you. Okay, but I'm not going to sit here and just rip on the guy because he had one bad outing with some blue cleats on. Okay, I would hope he wouldn't be smart enough to not do that again. But this team got bigger issues, than Bryce Harper.
I know it's never Bryce's fault. It's never Bryce's fault. It's only Bryce when they win. It's not Bryce when they lose.
No. You didn't hear what I just said to you.
I did.
He would be the first one to tell you he stunk yesterday. What do you want people to say? I mean, whatever cleats he was wearing, Spike, he didn't play well. The team didn't play well. Okay?
He's the leader, Chuck. Mets. He's the leader.
Yeah, okay, he's the leader.
Right.
How would you feel
if Joel Embiid went out onto the court with some Celtics green elbow pads and knee pads when they played the Celtics and then stunk up the place? What would you say about Embiid? You would ship him out of town.
I've already been trying to ship him out of town.
Like, what would you do if he did that?
It won't take him to wear green knee pads for me to do that. He's already stunk it up in the playoffs the times that I've wanted to ship him out of town. So he doesn't have the success that Bryce has in the playoffs.
Oh, really? Okay, so, oh, really? How many World Series has Bryce won?
He's been to one, though.
Okay. Oh, well, great. You know, well, I guess that's all we want here. That's all we want.
And he's been to an NLCS.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
This guy's never been on the second round. See, that's just your problem. Like, you're trying to compare those two. And there's no comparison.
Chuck, what would you say if Jalen Hurts went out onto the field wearing Dallas Cowboys colors, threw three interceptions, and lost by 30 points to the Cowboys?
I would say he stunk up the game, no matter what colors he was wearing.
Okay.
I'm trying to get you to focus on something that's more important than Bryce Harper's cleats right now.
Which is what?
They have a Mets problem. The Phillies have a Mets
problem. Right, and if their leader showed up yesterday, maybe they wouldn't have had a Mets problem.
Here's the thing, right? Rather he showed up or didn't show up yesterday, they are psychologically out of it when they play the Mets. And as simple as that. And I'm going to tell you like this, right? They woke up a sleeping giant. Because the thing about it is they did two things yesterday. They didn't just lose the game. They woke up a team that was actually probably going to give up this year had they just went in there and won that series. Now, they got a chance this game coming up, to try to, to rectify that. But if they don't win tonight, I'm telling you, they're going to have a tough September. And it ain't going. And listen, we can look back at it. You can blame Bryce, Spike, like you want to do. You can blame him because of his cleats he was wearing.
No. Chuck, you are misunderstanding. You are misunderstanding because every time they win, you say it's because of him. And every time they lose, you say it's because of everybody else. When if you say the team has a problem with another team owning them mentally, then that falls on the best player and the leader of the team. It falls on Harper. It does. We can't keep playing this game where every time they come through, it's Bryce, and every time they don't come through, then it's everybody else. You said they have a Mets problem. Well, then Bryce has a Mets problem. He has to be the one to lead them out of it. He has to be the one who doesn't have the problem. He can't go into a game last night looking silly, first of all, then misplaying a rundown foolishly, striking out with guys on base against Kodai Senga fastball. This, you can't just separate the Phillies and Bryce. It doesn't work that way. We give him credit for bringing the organization back. He didn't sign one player, but we give him credit for JT coming in here. We give him credit for Trey coming here. He didn't sign one player, but he gets credit for it. No,
you say this, when they win, you say that it's not because of Bryce.
No, I don't say that. No, no, I don't. No, I don't. You don't listen. You don't listen, Chuck. You are full of it. The fact is, Chuck, that you don't know. I know more. Chuck, you don't know a thing about baseball. You like Bryce Harper because he said your name, and they were good one year, and you hopped on the bandwagon, and he said your name, and now all you're doing is staying on that bandwagon. You're not a Phillies fan. You're a Bryce fan. That's it. That's all you are. You don't know anything about the team. You don't care about the team. All you do is call up, and you talk trash on Trey Turner, who, by the way, has been their second best or best player this year. It's everybody else's problem. It's never Bryce's problem. Never! Because you don't like the team. You like Bryce. You like whoever says your name.
To you is this, right? I love the, No, that has nothing to do with it.
First, yeah, it has everything to do with it.
He said my name because I liked him before that. You ever thought about that?
Because do you know why? Because you are a bandwagon jumper. You are a bandwagon jumper with Embiid when he had a good game against the Knicks. You're a bandwagon jumper with Jalen Hurts. All you did was crush the guy for a year. You are a faker. You're a faker. That's all you are. You're a character. You're not real. Wow, this Bryce opinion is not real.
Harsh. That's kind of harsh.
It's true.
Trying to obliterate me like that while I'm on the air, man. I'm talking to you about the Phillies having a Mets problem. It has nothing to do with
you. Name three players on the Mets. Name three players on the Mets.
When they win, you say it out of your own mouth. That is not because of Bryce Harper.
That I never say that. I'm sorry, Chuck. That's it. I never say that. I never say it's not because of Bryce Harper. I have given Bryce Harper a ton of credit on the air when he plays well. A ton of credit. You just don't hear that. You don't hear it. Bryce is your guy. I get it, Chuck. He said your name. Oh, my God. It must have been so great. You must have it saved on your phone.
It's fasting? Fasting spot?
No, it's Chuck. No, it's Chuck.
It's all combined.
It's Chuck.
It's all combined.
It's Chuck.
All right.
Well, Jordan Romano's not going to pitch tonight.
Yeah, well, thank God for that.
All that and more coming up in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? Let me sing. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, I saw, Ike, I know you don't know this band. I saw Mountain Joy covered.
Oh, yeah.
Creed's One Last Breath. Yeah. Mount Joy, Philly's Own.
See, that's got to be from this show.
What? So
definitely, we brought it.
They are a friend of the Ricky. So I will
ask. As many people are.
Yeah, I will ask Matt. They've blown up.
They're huge.
They're enormous. Yeah, it's a good cover too. I thought it was a good cover. So
now he's got to come on and sing 5:30. Come on,
he would. He would. You want him to sing it? He'll come on and sing it. He's got a voice. Tommy Down the Shore, we should get to sing it too.
Dude, Tommy Down the Shore in that accent.
Oh, Tommy's back.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait to get Tommy back.
We're getting the whole band back together.
Football time.
Oh hey.
The Twitter Quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Did Bryce Harper wearing Mets colors last night bother you? 56.7% say yes. Before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, it's funny that the colors thing is very intertwined with the play. Like, they're not separate from each other. Of course. Like, it is just shoes. It's just, you know, gloves. But
what's the idea that he's focused on that?
On that.
Yeah.
In this series.
Yes.
And he didn't play well.
Yes.
And he's the leader. And, like, I'm trying to, because when you just see it in print, mad about the color, that like him wearing clothes, it sounds stupid. But I don't think it's stupid. I personally don't think it's stupid. So, just...
It's 100% annoying.
Yes,
annoying. It felt wrong for the moment.
Bad timing.
It felt like bad timing.
Horrible timing.
Yeah.
And
but had he gone 2-for-4 last night, they won. It doesn't mean it would have been cool. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I just think we would have paid less attention to it.
But I do think it could have been, had he gone off and they won, like, Let's say Rollins does team to beat, and then he goes out, doesn't make the All-Star game, doesn't win MVP.
Oh, yeah.
And no, yes. Yes.
And they lose the division.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
They hadn't made the playoffs since 1993. But he went out, won MVP.
Yes.
Went up there, you know, start going off against the Mets, and backed it up.
And by the way,
why he's on the Mount Rushmore.
For some people.
And by the way, the strikeout to
fifth most important point. I'm just kidding.
That's why the strikeout to me, and I think you mentioned this too, the rundown was those things can't happen right now.
Of course.
Like that is a brain dead moment.
But they all add up to the frustration.
Yes, yes, yes.
God, it was a 95 mile an hour Sanga pitch that I thought he was going to demolish.
Dude, he swung right through it.
I know.
He missed it.
I know.
He must have been, was he looking for the fork ball? Was it 1-2 at that point?
If you listen to Kevin Stocker, you got to spit on the fork ball.
Oh, yeah.
And get to the fastball.
Spit on it. Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So, in speaking about Bryce Harper and the rivalry packs, Blake, I thought you would be curious to hear him talk about it before the season with Scott Lauber.
Oh, dude,
hold on. You going to go get your ivory back?
Well, dude, maybe he's got a good reason.
Here's Bryce talking about with Scott Lauber.
My favorite cleats that I'm going to wear are later this year. It's actually the rivalry pack. And so with certain teams, I'm going to wear their colors against them.
Oh!
Yeah, so like when we go into a certain stadium, I'll have their team's color.
Oh, what a cool idea.
And my batting gloves. So it'll be, like I said, like a rivalry pack. I thought that was like just a cool thing that I could do. And so that'll be some of my favorite for this year.
Can I just say, at the very least, his idea of what is cool is there's nothing cool about it.
Big old swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Big old swing and a miss.
And he usually doesn't, but
I know.
Yeah. How do we miss this early in the year?
Wow, I didn't think he's going to pull it out in August in a Mets series. We're up seven games in the series. This is the problem with having too many kids, man. You start losing track of what's cool or not.
Do you think that's the issue?
I'm currently going through it.
Yeah. You know? Well, you've never been super cool guy anyway.
You just got a new wedding suit. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up.
Oh, I did forget to bring that up.
Yeah. We also didn't see a photo of it.
I know. I'll have to show you.
Yeah. Now,
a little sunny where the photo that was taken of Jill and I.
Now, you mentioned you didn't get it tailored at all. So are the sleeves coming down the middle of your hand or something?
So I put it on. And this could have been a miss by me. And I said, this looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's fine. It was fine. But got a new wedding suit. Attire.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I walked into the place I went to and I said, I have a wedding this afternoon.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, that's a problem, you know. But we got it.
Can I ask what kind of, are they like normal khaki pants that you got?
Well, a little slim fit.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But my question is, do you look like Adam Aaron walking around? Like you worked at Radio Shack.
A little tighter.
Okay.
It was good. I'll show you the photo.
Okay.
Real quick before you get into that.
And Elliot said I looked good, which is a big one.
Oh, okay.
According to OG Jason, I was not where you were this weekend.
You were not in Red Bank.
No, I was at Red Bank Battlefield.
Oh, that's a different place.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
See, he said river, which I was thinking Delaware River, and he said boats.
Oh, right.
That's where we were.
No, Red Bank is closer to New York. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
North Jersey.
That direction. Yeah.
You could have easily just said that. Yes. Man. You could have said, well, what were you doing in North Jersey?
I don't know. I didn't know there's multiple Red Banks. I thought there's one Red Bank. And yes, we're on a river. And I thought, there's Ike. Christ.
All right. Wow.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Do a Christ in there.
I know.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, we didn't bring the J-Man into this. That's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me. Yeah. All right. So whenever Philly pitches bad, you always kind of wonder if there's tipping involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And last night, old Brycey talking.
Oh! Rivalry tipping.
Yeah.
Carly Sanchez's worst outing of the year. What's your confidence in his ability to bounce back from it?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, that's going to happen. Obviously, they put some good swings on him tonight, and, might have been tipping a little bit. We'll see.
What makes you think that?
I mean, the Mets are so good at it. I think they're one of the best teams in the game, really getting guys and getting tips. So, just try to see what we can do with him.
And Spike, why are they so good at it?
Well, because Jeff Albert is their director of hitting, and Jeff Albert worked for the Houston Astros from 2013 to 2018. And you may ask yourself, when did the Astros get caught for cheating? Well, I have an answer for you. That was 2017. So all I'm saying is that this guy is apparently – now, by the way, this is not against – finding that a pitcher is tipping is not against the rules.
Not at all.
Now – getting how they were getting that information to the players is cheating. Now, somebody mentioned to me that if you watch one of Lindor's at-bats, he is clearly looking off somewhere, like before each or during each pitch or something.
Well, so, that didn't help him when he's getting K'd up by Joe Ross and Jordan Romano.
No, it did not help. But I don't know. But yes.
You're just asking questions.
I'm just asking questions. And the Bohm thing, like, you know, everybody's saying that microphone in center field has been there for years, not in the same place.
And there was a glare. Yeah, there was 100% a glare.
Yeah.
Now, anti-Bohm is that the Mets were facing a lefty the entire night. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Then they didn't complain about it
once. Not one
the
time.
The second a lefty comes in.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so baseball has done a lot of things well recently. You know, they've had an uptick and, you know, the rule changes have worked. Mm-hmm. One of the things they can't get right for some reason is the schedule release. So out of nowhere, they just dropped the 2026 schedule today.
Oh, everybody's excited about that.
Yeah. You guys get your win-loss predictions in yet for the 2026 Bills?
That's tomorrow's show. I hope Radiothon people are ready.
Yeah. So only two notable things real quick. They open against the Rangers here, which they opened against the Rangers in 23 and the opening against the Rangers in 2014. I don't know why.
Dude, we need the realignment thing to happen. Why are we opening against the Texas Rangers?
I have no
Who
idea.
Who cares?
It's dumb.
Okay.
And then they there's 2 weeks in the middle of the season where they don't have a home game because of the World Cup and then the All-Star game.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
And we're Field of Dreams game next year.
I know.
I saw that.
I want to try to go to that.
Yeah.
We didn't talk to Lakin.
Yeah, we should get sent as a show.
Yeah,
Field of Dreams.
We don't get sent anywhere.
We certainly won't be at training camp getting interviews.
Exactly.
So we may as well go to the Field of Dreams.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, might as well go to Field of Dreams game.
The Broads will be in the cornfield for all we know. Just eating corn and yelling about Jalen.
Yeah, we'll find out the day before Broads goes. He'll tell us we can't go. We're sending Broads.
Exactly. So in case anyone missed it, Jordan Romano on the IL with middle finger inflammation.
Wow, which also he's not going to pitch.
Which also every Philadelphian had.
Hey-o.
While watching him pitch.
Hey-o.
Nailed it. Joe Ross cut. And Lou Trevino, local kid.
Yeah.
Is he related to Lee?
No, it's different spelling, I believe.
Yes, different spelling.
You don't even know who Lee Trevino is.
He's a golfer.
Never a doubt. He roasted you.
Not even close. And for those keeping track at home, yes, Lou Trevino did throw a no-hitter against the 2013 Bloomsburg Huskies. I kept the book while Lou Trevino was dominating.
Were you doing play-by-play in the dugout?
No, the fake play-by-play / color commentary came the next year, Spike.
Okay.
If you remember the Jack timeline.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
We don't.
All right. Last thing.
Oh.
Does the Wheeler injury change your Ranger plans for this offseason?
Ooh.
Depends on the money.
Well, here's the thing. He's not going to take a one-year deal.
No. It's like three... I don't know. It's funny. He was pitching at a $100+ million level, and then he had a real big step back to about a $50 million level, and maybe ends up right where the Taiwan deal was.
I would not commit significant years to Ranger Suarez.
But what about if Wheeler? Like, does the Wheeler thing change the dynamic of that at all?
No. Go find a different pitcher. Yeah.
Gonna kick him out the door, huh?
No. Whether he's being good or not, you look at. This velocity thing has been going on for 3 years.
Yeah.
But the velocity is back up.
Slow. No, it was back up in the first inning.
Ish.
Yeah.
Nah. I do like the idea of Ranger being like, Wheeler's out. I'll just decide to be good now.
Yeah, yes.
It's actually about as Ranger as it gets.
Well, he is, as much as I wouldn't want to give him significant years, if there is a guy on the staff that I would trust currently in the playoffs, it's Ranger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he your game two starter?
I would.
Hmm.
Well.
No.
And on the road, I would certainly trust Ranger.
Knowles is the game two starter.
Oh, get the heck out of here, you crazy guy.
Well, you got to go left, right.
No,
you don't have
to. You want to go three lefties?
Maybe he gets game three. He put Lazard at game four.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting Knowles in there, buddy. Don't you worry.
He'll pitch. Don't worry.
I think he's going to be pitching probably could be the best of any of these guys. He's fresher.
Oh.
right? He's had time off. I'm serious. Okay. You know, these guys haven't, which of these guys have pitched well late into the season where they're looking dominant? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Sanchez.
Ranger wears down. Lizardo certainly wears down.
Yeah. Sanchez was good at the end of the year last
year.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I hear you.
Well, Sanchez is, he's in a different category.
Different category. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I can't wait for the Knowles game.
Oh, man. The Knowles resurgent. He looked good on Saturday. Fastball's getting
94,
through the zone.
94, 95.
Well, that's why I had to stream it. I had people text me saying Knowles is at 94. I said, hold on, Tucker. Pause the ceremony. And Seltzer said it best. It's what Tucker would have wanted me to do. So that's...
Yeah, I think Tucker would have been disappointed had you not done
it. Yeah, and he's coming over. He's asking for a score update. They said Duran's kind of getting hit around a little bit. Huh?
When did he get to the part where his shirt comes off?
That was at about 9:30. So when I left, because we left and drove straight to the beach, he had three buttons down, looking like Casty. And then sources said later in the night, whole shirt was off. And Spike, you'll love this. They ordered about, I think, a grand worth of McDonald's. That was the...
$1,000 worth of McDonald's?
Holy cow.
I mean, they said there was an abundance of McDonald's at the end of the wedding.
Wow. Well, good for them. They had a good
time. And he guessed.
Maybe like 250.
That's a good size.
Yeah. It's a pretty big wedding.
250 is a good size. I only had 125 in my wedding.
Yeah, I think ours was right around the same thing. My wedding was around the same thing. All right. Jack, do you want to talk about something? No, we're not happy about the Phillies. Talk about something that will make everybody happy.
Yeah, so you know, Spike, when we talk about National Appliance Warehouse, but there's a couple things that we say always separates them from everyone else.
They're the best looking.
That's what we bring to the National Appliance.
Oh, right. Well, they do get you the best price. I mean, Price Assured gives you that. They update the prices in the store to make sure that you're getting the best price. Only National Appliance Warehouse has it.
Yeah. Well, and then also in tax-free Delaware.
Yep.
So that helps. Wilmington and Middletown.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've said they always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Well, right now, the Labor Day mega sale's already underway. So... get the savings a little bit early. So, Price Assure, great savings event, tax-free Delaware.
Yep.
One reason why National Appliance Warehouse is different.
Installation, delivery.
Whole lot more.
Yes.
That's part of the experience at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yep.
You walk in there, you feel like you're part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to take care of you, treat you like family, the good part of the family, and also installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Plus, you're going to get the right appliance. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom. Whatever you need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Fritz, the guy who won the race today, sent you.
Never a doubt.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Hello, Herb.
Finally, okay.
Oh, jeez.
I got a few things I want to talk about. You're pretty smart. Yeah, you did a good job with Chuck from Mount Airy, you know? You ain't afraid.
Oh, that's right. You guys don't like each other, right?
No, I like Chuck.
Okay.
Chuck got to understand that it is what it is, man. You know, like he thinks because Harper heard him on the radio, and now he's like, he's got this big ego about it.
Yeah, you don't like when callers get a big ego. Like O.G. Wade, you have a trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, you have trouble with.
O.G. Wade, the thing I didn't like about O.G. Wade was the way he talked about Jalen Hurts from the time Jalen Hurts got here. Okay? We straightened that out. I've talked to him.
Before. Oh, thank God.
So, you know, this Field of Dreams, you know, they built a brand new stadium there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're having this Field of Dreams, because they didn't have it this year. And I think last year, I don't know if they had it last year, but I heard that they were building a regular stadium. And I guess they're going to have some minor league team come in there and play or something.
Wow, that's a great update. Thank you for the inside info.
I agree. Let me ask you, okay?
Yes.
That guy Green, they went and traded with Houston for that guy Green to play as either starter or...
Kenyon Green you're talking about.
Kenyon Green, right. Now they cut him, okay? And they... what's his name? C.J. Gardner we could be using him at his position. They didn't want to pay. They didn't want to pay him the money. That's what it came down to. So they flip flopped. They flipped the fifth round pick and the sixth round pick.
There you go.
They, you know what I mean? And now he's out on the street. So they have somebody. I'm sure they have two or three guys that are going to play guard to fill in until.
I think
Tyler Steen's going to be the starting right guard.
Wasn't Kenyon Green a tackle?
I know that. I know, but I'm sure they have a backup.
Was he a guard?
Was he a tackle or a guard?
He was a guard. You're right.
He's a guard.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
Relax.
Come on. Spike's
take it down a notch.
Spike's an idiot.
Yeah.
But the issue as far as I don't care what color you wear. Okay?
Oh, man. There we go. Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
If you're wearing purple and black spikes at first base or any position, I don't care I don't care if Bermuto has his old Marlins, turquoise and whatever, and white or something, or orange or whatever. I don't care about that. What I care about is, okay, that rundown was that killed. That hurt the team, that rundown. He's got it. As soon as he gets the ball, you take one or two steps towards second, run him down, and then boom. As soon as you see him getting, before he gets close to the base, you throw the ball. The second baseman, as soon as he got the ball, boom. You run up to the guy and tag him, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He waited too long. If you look at the play, because I saw, I watched most of that part of that game, and as soon as I saw him running him down, I thought, well, he's going to be safe before he even dropped the ball.
Right.
Okay. So because I got my eyes on the first baseman and the runner.
Well, because you're a real baseball guy.
Showing on TV, I knew right away he was going to beat it. So. That's the one thing he's got to work on.
Okay.
Okay. He's been good all year, and now last night they messed up.
They
and
did.
The light thing in center, the light thing with Boehm, all they got to do is notify, okay, we want those lights taken down by the next inning and keep playing. They took a long delay out there, and I think that screwed up not just, you know, the pitcher.
I just want to say real quick, Herb does make a good point. They should have just done it in between innings instead of stopping the game.
Right. And
that's on the operation staff.
Game or protest. He could put the stopper can go to the home plate umpire, the crew chief, and say, the game is under protest.
Yep. That's.
And the umpire has a phone behind his back and he calls upstairs and tells them we need those two lights removed or ASAP.
Hey Herb, how's your tummy been?
What's
since
that?
Your tummy since the food poisoning?
Yeah, I'm pretty good now.
I took a needle in the ass.
I'm 16. I'm okay now.
All right.
Bro.
Okay. I was just making sure. I was just making. We hadn't heard.
They had me right now. They stopped me on. I was taking metformin, 160 milligrams twice a day.
Okay. Good.
They had me stop. So all right. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
It looks pretty good though. It looks pretty good.
All right. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Whoa.
Keep up the good work, Spike.
All right, Herb.
Jack Fritz.
Whoa.
Go, Fritzy, get that Joe.
Yeah.
Week in basketball. Knock him down.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You know what? I really love my job. Spike yesterday when there was no text line.
Well, it didn't come after me yesterday.
That's right.
It was a big win. Oh, we didn't get battle on the air.
All right.
Tomorrow. What's next?
This is my rivalry pack. Jolly wearing tiny shorts.
I don't get it.
Could you imagine, by the way? Because you and him have a rivalry.
Okay.
He's going to show up wearing tiny shorts to his next show.
Oh, because I wear tiny shorts. Oh, God.
There we go.
I don't wear tiny shorts, though.
I know you're fasting. I know it's 5:53.
Yeah. Dude, I did an extra half hour yesterday, too. I don't know if you heard. Everybody's talking
Iron
about
Man.
It.
Wow.
Yeah. What's next?
To camera after about 5 seconds of the race today.
Yeah. He called it quits. He gave up.
Oh, yeah. He did. Then he made sure he didn't hurt himself.
Yep. Real pathetic showing from him.
It was.
And then to make it all about him afterwards, grabbing the microphone, like he's Rocky at the end of Rocky IV. He's like, if I can change, you can change. We all can change. It's like, dude, you lost. Put the microphone down.
Oh, man.
All right, what's next?
Are you Spike Eskin? Hey, I love the show. Oh, and don't spend it all in one place. A cop responding to Spike robbing a bank.
I get away with anything in Harrison Township now. What's next?
I would just like to holler at my young blood Rios in northern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He is my dog for sure. Let's go win this, John.
Bryce on IG, pandering to Rios.
Rios saying, why haven't you been to North Philly? Yeah.
Man, that was tough.
It was awesome. Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, boy. All the ladies know me in those areas Rios was talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Yeah, that's true. I know him out there. Spends good money out there.
He does. What's next?
Oh, but when you wore Knicks stuff, it was all good? Bryce at Citi Field.
I wasn't playing the Knicks, Bryce. I'm glad that you're listening, though, Bryce. Jack, you have extended leading off?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up next?
Like, yeah, and final out.
And final out. You're a hard worker.
Thanks.
You got to go back down to the shore?
Nah.
Are they coming home tonight?
I think they're going to come home tomorrow.
I don't mean to get all in your business.
You got a house to yourself tonight?
Dude. Okay, go home, just put the fills on.
There you go.
The Titans on.
You kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
You kidding me?
Maybe a little beer? A little beer tonight? Celebrate the win?
Come on.
DoorDash?
No. I think my dad actually made me dinner.
All right, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he made extra food.
All right.
My dad made me dinner. Yeah.
I would have done it myself. I would not.
Tomorrow, Eagles Radiothon, so we should have a couple of great guests. Also, Larry Anderson joins us as well, talk about the Phils. And thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.